Good morning. Thanks for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak and am joined in the studio by a large group of people here visiting us from Russia. And to tell us, they'll tell us more about what they're here for and what they've been doing in Ketchikan. And I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Hi. Morning to everybody.
Good morning. And you are?
I am Alexei. That's my name. Orlov, my last name. It's O and Love. Pretty easy. We're a group here with five more people, Russians with me, have been here all week in Ketchikan, enjoying pretty much everything from the weather to the program we are here with. And it has been a busy week for us. We are all in environment, business and activities, social activities. So we had a huge chance to see how the same things operates here in Ketchikan.
So. And what brought you here? Why are you here in the first place?
It's a federal program called the Open World. It's the U.S. Congress program. The aim of it is to bring young leaders from countries like Russia, some kind of former states, different other European destinations like Serbia or Kosovo, and to make sure people here learn something, learn good things they could take back home and introduce to their systems.
And what have you picked up, I guess?
I think it's mainly about the involvement of the society to the whole things which are going on, to see how everybody in the community is involved into what's going on, is kind of controlling the budget, the system, the ideas, actually all ideology here. That's amazing, and that's very good to see.
Have you just been in Ketchikan, or are you visiting throughout the state?
There are five different groups at the moment in the U.S. We all flew in on the same day. We spent a day and a half in D.C., Washington, D.C., and then flew to different states. So we are the only ones in Alaska.
Okay. And are you visiting other communities or just Ketchikan?
No. 24 hours, we'll be on the plane back home.
Okay. And perhaps you could introduce yourself and tell us, I guess, your impressions.
Hi, my name is Lena, and I work for Greenpeace Russia, and it's my first time in the United States and first time in Alaska and first time in Ketchikan, and I really liked this place. People are really trying to feel us, to make us feel very comfortable here. So I really would like to thank everybody who are hosting us, and because we were shown such beautiful places here, and we have been in many, many places, and flew over the misty fjords, and I met interesting people here, like from the native community and from those who work with oil spills, and that would be really useful for my work back in Russia.
What kind of work do you do?
I work for the Arctic Project, and I work with oil spill problems in Russia and with native communities of the north in Russia who face environmental problems and pollution on the land where they practiced their traditional way of life, reindeer herding, fishing, things like that.
Okay. And tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Daria, and I come from St. Petersburg, and I do environmental education there. And I find the Ketchikan society is kind of very cool because you got this special connection between forest, between ocean, and people.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do in Russia?
Well, I'm kind of an environmental educator. I work with teachers, with children about the Baltic Sea issues and about protection, and also with climate change thematics.
Sounds like a lot of environmental interests in this group and education.
Exactly.
And that's why you're here. And I guess, is there someone else who would like to step up to the microphone? And is that Vasily? Or how do I pronounce your name?
My name is Vasily. And I work to Greenpeace Russia together with Lena Elson. And Many years I work in protected areas in Russia, and we have seen a very pretty forests and national monuments in this area. It's really cool, very beauty nature, and we want to thank our organizers to it's very really good trip to the nature. And in Greenpeace Russia, I deal with research issues and I deal with some investigation and use high technology to nature protection, like using GIS, satellite images, and something else. And I have seen that in Ketchikan, a lot of people use GIS too. It's a forestry service and a government of KGB use this technology. It's really cool, and I know a lot about these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe Оксана wanted to say something.
Приветствую всех радиослушателей. Доброе утро. Меня зовут Оксана, я прилетела в Кетчикан из Владивостока. Я работаю в Национальном парке «Земля леопарда», которая занимается сохранением дальневосточного леопарда. Не буду повторяться то, что сказали мои коллеги, я полностью поддерживаю, и хотелось выразить еще одну мысль о том, что так как моя профессиональная деятельность связана с охраной окружающей среды, меня очень сильно впечатлило, как все эти организации, которые мы посетили, стараются работать в соответствии с законами и правилами об охране окружающей среды.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Оксана, and I'm from Vladivostok, which is in the forest of Russia. I work in the national park, Land of Leopards, and our mission is to protect and grow the population of this unique leopard species. And I don't want to repeat everything my colleagues have said already. Totally. I second everything they said, but I also want to add that I was very impressed that all the organizations and agencies and NGOs that we visited, they all work within the framework of the existing laws and regulations. That's very impressive.
All right, thank you.
Хотелось бы всех поблагодарить и сказать о том, что эти впечатления, которые остались у меня, навсегда останутся в моем сердце.
And I would like to thank everyone again for putting together such a wonderful program. And this, I will remember it forever for, you know, till I live.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to ask, we have a couple people from Rotary here, Michelle O'Brien and Lois Munch. And is Rotary involved in this program at all?
Yes, indeed. Rotary is a partner with Congress on this Open World program, and so we were delighted that Ketchikan was chosen. Over 1,100 communities across the nation applied for this, and less than 20% were chosen. So we consider it a huge honor. And then I think Lois would agree with me that we're just so thankful that everyone in Ketchikan was so welcoming. It was extraordinary, the program that was put together for these folks this week. We're going to give them a break today, so like if you might see them wandering around downtown, looking around. But really, just from one end of the island to the other, people like you had their doors open and said, please, come in, let's share ideas. So very cool.
Okay. Oh, and Lois?
And I would just like to add, too, that it's been a wonderful week. No sleep, but so rewarding. And unfortunately, tomorrow morning they will be boarding the Alaska Airlines plane, and I think we will be having crocodile tears flowing, at least from the Ketchikan contingent. So I just want to thank all those responsible for putting this program together and bringing these fine, fine, fine people here. Great ambassadors, but so much fun, so much fun. And I'll get off the mic now, and we'll talk privately.
Well, again, thank you for being here. Does anyone else have anything else they would like to say?
We would just like to thank Rotary Club a lot for hosting us, and we have seen had the opportunity to see a little bit of their meetings, and they are doing great stuff. And so, thank you very much.
Very important things.
Yeah, very important things.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here, and as you said, sad to see you leave. Hope you had a wonderful week, and good luck on your travels.
And thank you for having us.